In 2010, John Kamakaviva Ole Osorio, professor in the Hawaii Nui Akea School of Hawaiian Knowledge at Manoa, won the Robert Clopton Award for Distinguished Community Service. He was honored for his dedication applying intellectual leadership and academic expertise for the betterment of the community. Osorio is an expert on Hawaiian politics and history, and he maintains Hawaii's international status as a nation state has never legally changed.
And this is why there are so many people attending these proceedings by the Department of Interior that are so angry and so upset, because it appears as though the Department of Interior and Justice are participating fully in the attempt to deprive us of the restoration of our government.
So the kingdom still exists?
The Hawaiian kingdom continues to exist under international law. And since it does under international law, Hawaiians who are pressing for reinstatement of our nation are really looking at the restoration of that kingdom government.
You think it was appropriate then for Office of Hawaiian Affairs CEO Crabb to write to the U.S. Secretary of State for word on Hawaii's standing?
For someone who is insisting on a fair play kind of process, what he did was absolutely the right thing to do, because it does allow the independence people to bring their case forward.
What kind of process do you think would accommodate the full spectrum of self-determination options?
I think we're seeing it now. The DOI's presence here does present the opportunity for hundreds and hundreds of people to come out and speak about their aspirations for the future. If they want to do something that's within their power, within their kuleana, let them seek ways to protect our assets and resources while we continue very, very slowly. It's been a slow process to restore our government.
Where do you start? With a role of potential constituents?
Roles are not necessary at all unless you're creating a native-based government, right? The nation-state that was the Hawaiian kingdom was not just an ancestry-based nation. The ability to join the kingdom was open to all, regardless of ethnicity. None of that applies here. For membership in a modern nation-state that Hawaii wants to be, it would simply be those who are descendants of the citizens in 1893 and those who wish to join.
There is much, much more to this, and conversations about Hawaiian self-determination continue around the state. This evolving discussion will affect everyone in Hawaii. Noe Tanigawa for Hawaii Public Radio.